My name is Doug John, and I am one of Bill Weatherman's first cousins. The other is my brother, Bill John, who's with me, and our two wives, Wendy and Teresa, are here as well. I was thinking this morning about Billy, and when we first met, I realized that Billy is the, outside of Kay, his mom, and Carol, his older sister, and my oldest friend. He's the third person I've known in life that's I've grown up with. I'm trying to think of the stops along the way to tell you about. I'm 64 years old. My brother Bill turned 62 in October, and Billy was 63. So I can recall, whenever we get together with the Weathermans, we'd love to see Uncle Charles and Aunt Kay. We'd love to see Carol and Linda. But the guy we really looked forward to seeing most was old Billy, because he was made in the same cloth we were. I can recall the old Frank Sinatra song when I was 17. Always comes to mind when I think of Bill. I think of visiting Needham, Massachusetts, where the Weathermans lived back then. I recall that Billy and Ricky Mann and the other delinquents along Lexington Avenue and my brother would get together and we'd run from the lights on the village green. It was a classic early childhood memory that Frank Sinatra brought back so well, just a sense of being there and being safe and with the people that you loved and respected that much. The next stop along the way that came to mind that I wanted to tell you about was a sad one. It's one that Carol mentioned, and that was Christmas of 1966. By now, we've all grown into our teen years. We stayed in touch. My mom and her brother, Charles, were very, very close. And so we see the Weathermans frequently. I should stop and mention my dad was an only child. And so the only family we really had outside of Bill and I were our cousins, Carol, Billy, and Linda. And so we... Family reunions were small affairs in terms of numbers of people, but the emotion and the enjoyment of each other's company was compounded.